Hi, my name is Ian Shu, and I'm a sophomore at Appleton West High School and Renaissance School for the Arts. Firstly, I don't believe in a God, and I don't believe in a higher power. I just believe that there's the universe in us. When I die, I will reincarnate into a new form, maybe on this earth, or maybe in another universe or dimension. I do believe in a soul, and that my soul is fueled not only by love and compassion, but by music. Music is the one thing that has always kept me going, even when love and compassion has failed to help me. When I play my violin, my soul doesn't stay hidden. It shines throughout my body. I'm going to be playing a piece called Meditation from Thais by Jay Massante. In my belief, I swing towards Buddhism, but I am a UU. This piece is my meditation.
Hello. My name is Nick Osofsky, and I'm a freshman at Oshkosh West. And I had a lot of trouble writing this, because I've never really had spiritual beliefs or belief in a higher power. So I always looked at that as not having any beliefs. But in the last year, I realized that my beliefs were more focused on me than the traditional views. So I had to concentrate on myself and what was important to me. At the first retreat, I developed a close friendship with a lot of people. And that's why it was a really hard decision that I couldn't make it to the Vision Quest, because I was at the state wrestling tournament. So instead, I went on a long bike ride, hoping to think about my credo. What I realized was that when I was most at peace, so to say, was when I was competing in sports. Many times I've walked off the mat after a wrestling match and been asked what move I did or how I pinned a guy, and I realized that I don't remember. And I don't even remember the match, because I was just off in my own world. So instead of the traditional vision quest, I went to wrestling practice with a goal. I was determined to discover my thoughts when I was in that frame of mind. I realized that I believe in people. I believe that the choices we make in our lives are purely our own, and that we make our own decisions and choose our own path. I believe that the simple fear of the unknown should not control our beliefs. I believe this is the only shot we have at life, and we have to make it worth it. I believe that we should all respect each other and learn to deal with the minor things that separate us. I believe that the only reward in being good is happiness it brings to people. I believe in the little things. The first person to tell me this was my freshman football line coach, Big Bertram. He told me this in practice the first day, and he said that we were going to get tired of him hearing it. And it was true, because at the end of every practice, he'd give me this speech. He'd say that the little things decide life. Big decisions change what you do, but little things are so much more relevant and so much more common that they really decide where you go. When he said it, it was a lot more swearing and a lot more yelling. But the message stayed the same. I believe that we should make a positive impact on everyone we meet, because after we're gone, the memories they have of us are all that survive. But I also believe in living your own life, because you have to cherish the time you have. I believe that passion rules reason, for better or for worse. And I think the simplest and kind of stupid example of this is whenever I'm at a fast food restaurant and there's a long line and it's finally my turn, I always change my order out of nervousness. I don't know why, it just happens. I also believe in friendship, because the many great friendships I've made over this year have made me a better person and have helped me on reading this. But I promise, as I live, I'm going to continue to find the peace in sports, the joy in life, and the pleasure in friendship, and make my life the best it can be. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Abby, and I'm going to be a sophomore next year at Menasha High School. As once said by B. Adelange, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. This is one of my favorite quotes because I like to live my day. I like to live my life the best it can be. And I'm learning to move on from what has happened in the past. I feel that I'll never know exactly what will happen tomorrow. And although I think about it, I know I will never know all the mysteries of life. That is okay with me because I'm content with where I am in my life right now. I believe that there's a meaning to everything and that there will always be something to live for. Starting out as a young child, I didn't know much about religion and was unsure about what I believed in. Growing up, I found that I believe in God and I feel that He is always there for me. I believe that there is a beautiful and comfortable place up above where you go after you die called heaven. And also up there, I believe are angels always watching over you and helping guide you here on earth. I believe in love. And there is someone in this world for everyone. Although love can sometimes be hard, I feel that it is the glue that holds everything together and that everything relies on love in one way or another. I believe that everyone is equal and should be treated with the same amount of respect. I believe in happiness and that everyone has the choice to be happy by doing what they love to do. I also believe that when you're happy, it can result in others being happy. I believe in dancing like nobody is watching. Dancing is one of my favorite things to do and is what makes me happy and brings me joy. I believe that my family and friends are the two most important things in my life. They are the ones that love you unconditionally, bring you happiness, make you laugh, and are there for you no matter what. I love, admire, and look up to my family and friends, and I am so happy to have such great people in my life. I believe in going on adventures, whether it's traveling the world, exploring outdoors, or doing crazy things with your friends. And lastly, I believe that it's the simplest things in life that are the ones that make the biggest difference. For an example, if everyone just did a little something by volunteering, donating that dollar you have, or picking up that little piece of trash that you see on the ground, our world could be a better place.
Hi, my name is Emily Thompson, and I go to Nina High School, and I'll be a sophomore next year. So upon first hearing that I had to write a credo, I admit I had no idea what one was. Then, once I had an idea of what it was, I still couldn't describe it to other people. So then I turned to my trusty sidekick, dictionary.com. It defines it as any creed or formula of belief. This still did not help me, so I looked at the synonyms. One of them listed was philosophy. So I would say that my philosophy of life is pretty simple. Work hard and try your best. I also live by one of my favorite quotes. One day your life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching. Basically, I take it as do something meaningful with your life. Everyone should follow their heart and do what makes them happy. In English class, we had to write an I believe essay. I started brainstorming and came up with silly things like hot chocolate, beaches, nail polish, and sunsets. That school assignment got me thinking about what I really believe and what values are important to me. While the objective of it was not to let the class know my spiritual beliefs, it triggered many questions about life. Even today, I don't have the answers to all of life's biggest questions and meanings, and personally, I don't believe any of us do. We can guess, we can believe, but we don't know. I have always liked concrete answers, things that are in black and white. So things that are in that scary gray area, like thoughts about the afterlife, God and spiritual things, have never come easy to me. In the past, I have always opted not to try and explain things, preferring to let someone else worry about it. But going through this entire process of coming of age changed that. Now I am more confident in what I believe and what's important to me. I have made new friends that I know will be in my life forever, and I am truly grateful for it. I believe in a power greater than us, and I know that there is someone or something somewhere watching over me. I don't have a clear idea of what this is, but it's there, and that's enough for me. I believe that everyone is here for a reason, and that we all have a purpose. I believe in the power of friends, family, and a good book. I know that someday, I'm sure my beliefs will change. In a week, a year, or a month, this credo would be very different. I know my priorities and values will change, but until then, this is what I believe.
Okay, hello everyone. My name is Kelly Weldon, and I'm going to be a sophomore next year, which means I shall no longer be at the bottom of the high school food chain. So, expressing my beliefs through words has been no easy feat. I feel like I've been trying to explain what a tree looks like to someone who's never seen one. But I believe in a higher power. I'm not sure exactly what this means, just that there's something bigger than all of us, some spiritual being that's always around us, watching and protecting us. Or at the very least, he, or she, or it really doesn't matter, has a plan for us. I also believe that this higher power is a forgiving, joyful being. He doesn't condemn you to an eternity of struggle and torture for making your own choices or for making a wrong decision here and there in your story. Which reminds me of a quote I heard in a movie Saved last year, and it stuck with me all this time. Why would God make us all so different if he wanted us all to be the same? This is basically exactly what I believe, that my higher power understands we're imperfect human beings, just living life, and he accepts us for who we are. I also believe in a soul, our inner essence that makes us who we are. A soul only seems logical to me because we're all different and our soul is what makes us that way. Our minds are guided by our soul and our body is merely a vessel. Until I die, I'm not sure exactly what happens to our souls, but I'm almost positive there's something beyond this. I feel like just one chunk of existence is pointless, and being who I am, there has to be something else beyond our short life on Earth. I also put a lot of importance and value in the Earth. The earth is our home, which means it must be treated how we treat ourselves. We can't live or accomplish anything if the place we call home doesn't have air to breathe, lacks clean water, has no crickets to lull us to sleep, or birds to chirp at our windows, or fish that swim between our toes, or trees to shade us from the sun, or flowers to laugh with. We sprung from nature, and we must therefore uphold our spiritual connection with it. All in all, I believe that we should just live life how we think it should be lived.
Hi, my name is Kaya Govic, and next year I plan to be a sophomore at Appleton North. My credo is a combination of a poem and a traditional This I Believe speech. The poem I wrote is a reflection of uncovering what you believe. I titled it My Shopping List. Today on my shopping list were eggs and milk and bread, wheat or white or whole grain or gluten-free instead, yogurt, apples, carrots, and a way to find a pathway to the thoughts in my deepest mind. At the grocery store, I found a recipe for beef, but there wasn't any recipe to know what you believe. I went to the mechanics to see if they could fix my serious lack of knowledge with any of their tricks. That there were many manuals, and none could I find a way to fit the gears together that rattled in my mind. At school, they taught me many things, like how to write and speak, but none of them could tell me how to feel or think. I went to a church, and they told me what to do, but I don't know if I believe what they want me to. In the dictionary, the definition of belief didn't help me any as far as I could see. I tried a fortune cookie, they always seemed to say, some slightly useful quote, though most are quite cliche. It told me I'd be fine if I followed my own way, but I've been having trouble, I think I've gone astray. Today on my shopping list were eggs and milk and bread. The only thing I didn't find was a way inside my head. For me, discovering what I believe has been quite a journey. Coming of age was the first time I really went in depth into what I believe about the world. But about 7 years ago, I started realizing things about myself. In the past 7 years, I've been to 5 different schools in 2 different school districts. I've managed to get A's in most of my classes, and I have watched my parents struggle more and more to help me with my homework. I've enrolled in karate, tested for, and received both my first and my second degree black belts, and I have realized that without a challenge, it becomes harder for me to enjoy life. Now I seek out challenges because I enjoy them. In the past 7 years, there have been many transitions in my life, but my family has encouraged me and my friends have supported me. I believe that the bonds between people are the stitches that hold the world together. Being acknowledged by others is what people wish, even those of us who seem quiet and withdrawn. A simple hi can be enough to brighten someone's day, let them know that they are recognized. The stronger bonds between close friends and family, even those between enemies, help a person find their place in the world. Without passion, both love and hate, there would be no connections to find your place in this web of people and interactions. The only afterlife I believe in can be found in the memories of those who were close to you. They are those who remember you best, and if they keep those memories of you, you will never really disappear. Likewise, I believe in a different concept of the soul. The way I see it, the soul is what makes you you and different from everyone else. It is expressed through your personality and actions and preferences and affects how others view you. The soul is what reaches out to others and connects people. My belief really centers on these connections with others, which is why I am very thankful for my family, who have been so supportive and understanding and encouraging as I work to find my place in life. I am also thankful for my friends for being there and for going beyond acknowledging me to become people who I can care about, trust, and lean on. I would also like to thank this congregation because not many young people my age have the opportunity to be a part of something as amazing as this.